3. A Boss Ride, 4 weeks before Deadwood Days. Squib Kaplan.
After Doc and I finished our morning run, I stocked the ding-a-ling truck with bomb pops, ice cream sandwiches, nutty buddies, fudge bars, push-ups, snowballs, creamsicles, pink panthers, Mickeys, Tweeties, Choco Crunches, and Big Dippers. We called it a ding-a-ling truck, which makes it sound tiny and cute. But Kaplan's ice cream van was anything but tiny. It was a tall GMC step van that my Uncle Hiram had modified himself, with an awning and a service window on the passenger side and 3 freezers with sliding glass tops, all powered by a noisy gas generator made from an old VW engine that hung off the back. When my sister left for college, Uncle Hiram said, "I need you to fill your sister's shoes." I said, "But she doesn't wear shoes. She wears flip-flops and a bikini top." As soon as I took over, profits dropped due to the loss of my sister's customer base of horny male teenagers. But the money was still pretty good, and Uncle Hiram let me keep the van in case I had a big date, which was never. I pressed my foot to the clutch, turned the key, and my boss ride came to life. Then I flipped a red switch under the dash. Pop Goes the Weasel blasted from the ancient loudspeaker mounted on the roof. Doc Chestnut wasn't with me. He used to ride along, but not so much anymore. Was he too embarrassed? Maybe. Or maybe it was because Pop Goes the Weasel would play every 30 seconds, which means hearing Pop Goes the Weasel exactly 600 times over the course of a typical 5-hour shift.
Leonard Pelf.
I hear Pop Goes the Weasel getting louder and louder. Scrabble's, Mr. and Mrs. G's bug-eyed dog yaps as the ice cream truck goes by. Then it's gone, headed toward the graveyard. And I'm stuck here helping Mr. G wash his big car.
"Be careful not to wash off the bumper sticker,"
says Mr. G. The sticker says, "Jesus is my co-pilot." Bo and Luke Duke would not approve. Mr. G plays redneck...